This episode of Synchronize would ideally be watched in its video format, which is available for free at thesyncbook.com. However, we have made this MP3 podcast available for ease of transport. Maybe when you get home, you should watch the video. Just saying.
This is Joe Alexander from Barely Human on YouTube, and you're listening to SyncBook Radio from thesyncbook.com.
Welcome back. In our previous episode, Jim asked,
"Should I buy my boss's crappiest house?"
And got the answer.
Three little fingers put the deadbolt in the hollow of the door.
Now, here's the third question of the evening. Just wait till you see how Peter David Conway's lyrics hit an amazing bullseye. And maybe hit a little close to home.
And the next guest on Radio 8 Ball is Donna Ogden.
Bring her on up.
What was the other address?
Yeah, what are they?
Sorry. Name, what you were thinking before you were chosen, and your thoughts after. Here we go.
Oh, okay. Donna Ogden. And, you know, I was like...
Donna Ogden.
Hi.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
Yeah.
Would you please read your question
for the Pop I know Oracle? My question.
Oh, well, you know.
Dr. Andy, why do I get a rash when I drink?
Was that the same question you asked last time?
Oh, it's
time?
On here. Here. Why? Help me. Help me, Dr. Andy.
Well, to engage the Pop Oracle, you now get to spin the Wheel of 8.
Wheel of Eight.
Song number 3. The Way You Show Your Love.
Probably.
When we broke up, you started hanging with Ben. I never told you what I thought of it then. And now you're with the dude you met in the gym. I'd like to tell you what I think of him. He's a troll-like, ignorant, uncute creep. I don't know how you could love him that deep. Because a friend would never promise things and hide behind an alibi. You know a friend would never see you solely as a body to occupy. No one's friend would hold out their hand when he knew his was in a boxing glove. Ooh, it's lonely the way you show your love. And while you listen to his tape in the car, he says he needs to concentrate on guitar. He's turned it up cause he's got zero to say. He's such a dickhead that I'm moving away. Cause the sensitive boy that you think that you found, well, he's different when you're not around. Because a friend would never use their words as just a tool to keep you blue. You know a friend would never break your heart unless his heart was breaking too. No one's friend would listen to you sob and still not tell you what he's thinking of. Ooh, it's lonely the way you show your love. Ooh, it's lonely the way you show your love. Love.
Wow.
The way you show your love, the answer to Donna Ogden's question. She asked this at the last show, and it didn't get picked. And now we're getting it again. It's obviously a question you really want to know the answer to. Why do I get a rash when I drink? Well, I had a very, very specific idea about that. But before we do, Peter, can you tell us a little bit about the background of that song?
I think that song is pretty fictional. It's just a, you know, exercise. You can't always have them be about real life events. And
you mean that uncute creep that you're singing about isn't a specific person? It's a generalized way you feel just
very
towards...
highly generalized, yes. I think so.
It seems very specific.
The last one was a true song.
Right.
This one, not so much.
Donna, what did you think?
Oh, I need to look at the lyrics again, because there's things that sort of fit with me and my husband. We've been married for 34 years. Okay. So, just saying.
Congratulations.
The most important... Hold on. He's such a dickhead that I'm moving away. No, that won't happen. Not going to happen. The sensitive boy that you think that you found. Yes. Definitely. He's
that you
different.
Think that you found.
He's different when you're not around. Yes. Probably. And I'm different when he's not around. You know, just because, you know, been married a long time. Because a friend would never use their words as just a tool to keep you blue. No. That's why my face is red.
I'm going to jump in here. Because I think...
Okay, do it.
I have an idea.
Okay.
It's because... when I'm listening to it, because you're talking about a relationship, but the relationship you're talking with, I mean, you're not asking, why do I get a rash whenever my husband's around? You're asking, why do I get a rash when I drink? And so the drink seems like the person in the song that he's singing about, the uncute creep, the one who would never use your body as a thing to, what was it? Occupy. I mean, that's what alcohol does.
Oh, no.
It occupies our body, and that's where your question is. So it seems like, you know, that the bad boyfriend in this song is the demon alcohol.
Fuck you.
Believe me, I'm a bartender. A bartender. I don't want to.
That's probably that's it. Yeah. Because the guy's in a band, so he's like goes away, and my bad boyfriend's my alcohol.
It's the alcohol.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a, you know what?
Yeah,
it's a,
that's it.
I'll
Thank
drink
you,
to
Peter.
That. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Luke has something to say about this.
The son.
My son.
I do get to speak, right?
Yeah.
We've been telling her this for a while, that it probably was the alcohol, but she didn't want to hear it.
Well, you know, that's why she came to Dr. Andy, as she called me.
Yes.
I think, if I was a real doctor, you'd call me Dr. Shmushkin.
Shmushkin with the dollar sign in the middle. Just saying. You know. Cuts.
For my rap project.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Works, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Do it. Donna, would you like to pick the next guest on Freddie 8 Ball?
So much. I'm digging deep.
Dig deep,
people.
Oh. Okay, thank you very much. Donna, you get a gift from...
Something.
Let's
amazing.
See what we get.
A book, yay! Bathroom books.
Oh, this is a perfect bathroom book. The Yogic Gospel of Thomas, a new commentary by Swami Anantananda Giri.
So great, so great. That will help me.
And he'll be presenting at the Olympia Sync Summit tomorrow at the Fertile Ground Guesthouse. You can find out more about that at the Last Word Books table. Give it up for Donna Ogden.
I just want to point out a little something here. Did you notice that Donna is wearing a Steely Dan t-shirt for this question about drinking? Steely Dan even has the final paragraph of their Wikipedia entry dedicated to a list that demonstrates how often the band name-checks alcoholic beverages. I'd also like to explain what Shmushkin means when he said Donna tried to ask this question at the last show. You see, everyone in the audience submits a question, but only 6 of those get pulled out during the course of the show. At the very end, the host reads the unasked questions. So, Shmushkin is referring to this moment from the June 2014 Radio 8 Ball show.
Why do I get a rash when I drink? would have loved to have answered that one.
So, considering Donna has asked this question twice, we would assume she really wants an answer. But, in watching the segment, we notice the lengths Donna is willing to go to in avoiding the most obvious reading of her musical divination. Clearly, her son and her husband, and pretty much everyone else in the room, can read the answer as yes. The rash on her face has something to do with her alcohol consumption. And yet she can't see it until Shmushkin explicitly points it out to her. This selective blindness isn't limited to Donna. In our experience, it is quite common for a person who engages the pop oracle to get a direct and explicit answer, and yet miss it entirely until time or some other factor intervenes. It is not my intention to be overly harsh on Donna, or to imply that avoiding obvious answers is even a phenomenon exclusive to Radio 8-Ball. We all do it every day, to varying degrees. The question we've been asking throughout this series is, what is real? Well, denial is real, and we all suffer from it. The only thing none of us can deny is that you really should stay tuned for episode 4 and the next question.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast from SyncBook Radio. If you enjoyed this episode, there's so much more content waiting for you at thesyncbook.com. Tune into our other SyncBook Radio programs, including 42 Minutes, Always Record, The Marty Leeds Mathemagical Radio Hour, Pentimental, Synchronize, Sync Quick News, as well as our most recent editions, Fine Just Fine and Hypnosis. Our newest episodes are always free, and members get access to our full archive of over 600 hours. You'll find all of this, as well as our books and videos, at thesyncbook.com.